Hi, and welcome to The Deuce. I'm Brad.
And I'm Jeremy.
And today we are doing episode 16.
Yep.
Our first of musical-type movies.
Yeah, movies dealing with music.
Right. And we are doing... What are we dropping today, Jeremy?
Today we are doing Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
And, you know, actually, to kick this off, we wanted to have a very special guest with us.
Oh,
so,
yes.
We want to welcome to the Deuce, Sister George.
Sister George. Say hello, Sister George.
Hello. I am so honored to be here. This is exciting.
This is wonderful. I'm glad that we got a real nun to do commentary with us for Sister Act 2. This is amazing.
Yeah, we have been just really looking forward to this ever since we've been able to snag you for the show.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I'm glad I gave up my vow of silence just to be on the Deuce.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. This was what you broke it for. That's
wow.
That's a little sad.
it was worth it. It was worth it. I waited a long time to drop this.
How long were you silent for?
Oh, years. It was bottled up all up for years and years. And now this is the first thing I've actually said, and I'm surprised I don't have more to say.
Well, you probably will later on here when we talk about the movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. And feel free to, you know, I'm not super knowledgeable outside of the Sister Act world. I'm really not that knowledgeable about the inner workings of the Catholic Church. So feel free to jump in and let us know how realistic
Sister George,
this is.
I don't think that's true that you gave up a vow of silence. I mean, you have your own podcast, don't you?
It's true. Oh, you got me.
I gotcha.
I'll have to tell my give myself three male Hail Marys.
That's adorable,
lie. So
Sister
forgive
George.
Me, Father, for I've sinned. I have told a lie. That'll be three Hail Marys. Boom, I'm done. I'm absolved.
You're doing it while we're... Okay,
oh, thank
okay.
you. That's adorable.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
the
you,
bad
Sister
George.
George.
Now, so, we have a... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, so you're...
I'm just flabbergasted by Sister George.
So just to give a little pedigree here on Sister George. So you are a best-selling author of your book, No Nonsense.
Yes,
Will you give advice, like a life coach type advice, right? Mm-hmm. And you parlayed that into your hit podcast, correct me if I'm wrong here, Breaking the Habit?
That is correct. No, you are absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. And it's, you know, I've gotten a chance to listen to a little
really?
Bit of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to a little bit of it this morning, and I got to say, it's like, it's great. You're hard hitting, and you drive right to the point of exactly what it is that, you know, that people need. They need that tough love and advice, and... Bam, you give it to them.
Thank you. I do it with love, but a firm hand. A firm, loving hand.
Firm, loving hand.
Mm-hmm. With the back of your firm, loving hand.
Yeah. You're like Dr.
Absolutely.
Phil.
No rulers, no rulers. but just my hand. Just my hand. So
that's amazing.
Well, good. So, well, let's do this. I actually have it punched up. I want to play... your podcast promo here. You know, it's a great podcast, but don't take my word for it.
Who do you turn to when you have no one else to turn?
I just can't help it. I wake up and I just gotta get to the casino. I'm broke, sister.
Oh yeah? Sounds like you're a real eye roller.
Sometimes you need some tough love. She's here to give it to you.
So what if I have a few drinks? Just mind your own business.
Guess what, honey? It's last call.
From the best-selling author of the self-help book, No Nonsense, it's Breaking the Habit with Sister George.
I don't know what to do. He just doesn't seem interested in me anymore.
You think that's bad? Try being the bride of Christ.
Back in the Habit. New episodes are released every week.
Watch it, or you'll get a swift kick in the mass.
Wow, Wow. That's great. I'm so glad that we have you on here.
Wow, that's hard hitting.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah. Do you boys have any addictions or anything like that?
I had a pretty serious comic book addiction.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty bad habit with that, and that is no joke.
Have that any longer?
I would if I had the money to catch up where I was. Yeah, it's you fall a little behind, and
I collect Pringles cans.
Uh-huh.
Just Pringles cans.
Just the cans.
Yeah. Yeah, I dump the chips out, and I just collect the cans.
Yeah, that's a hard one, because once you pop, you can't stop.
It is true, Sister George. That's amazing. Yeah. I think you cured me right there. That's amazing.
Some days I catch him down here. They're lined up on the table, and he's playing them like little bongo drums.
It's true. I love doing that.
Uh-huh.
Well,
they're very versatile.
It's very versatile. Sister George, I think we're about ready to drop the deuce on Sister Act 2. Are you ready?
Oh, I am poised and ready.
Okay, time to drop the deuce, Jeremy. All
right. So, we open on Vegas, Sin City.
Sin City. You ever been to Vegas, Sister George?
I have not. It is Sin City.
Oh, and, that's true.
So I tried to avoid that. At all costs.
Just thought, like, all those people you could help.
Oh, sure. That's one way of looking at it. Thanks. Thanks for making me out to be a monster, Brad.
I thought
that my podcast was helping enough people, sure. But no, I'll go out into the world and I'll save the world. Thanks a lot, Brad.
I apologize. Really? I apologize.
Sister George, I'm so sorry for him.
Wow. We haven't even started the movie.
Wow, I'm not doing enough. Not doing enough for you.
Okay, sorry, okay. Sister George. Click. Let's just continue.
I'm kidding.
Can we continue? Oh, thank you.
Okay, so we come across Dolores Van Cartier, who you may remember from the first movie, is played by Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, Whoopi.
And she is headlining in Las Vegas some kind of jukebox musical show about her rise from some sort of mob side piece to murder witness to nun to Vegas showgirl.
Mm-hmm.
And really, this thing has great production value.
Oh, so it does.
There are these like quick costume changes and wire work.
Just thinking like a melody of like Motown hits.
Yeah, it's like a medley of Motown stuff. Barry Gordy's just counting the money in the back of the room. And they have her swinging around on these wires with, you know, scantily clad, muscle-bound men dancing around.
Right, I think one of them looked like an American Gladiator. I think Nitro from the American Gladiator.
It might have been. I thought it was Laser, but I could be wrong.
It could be. I don't know.
But at the same time this is happening, our favorite sisters from the first movie showed up. And they go into the audience because they're there to see Dolores. And so we again have Sister Mary Patrick, the optimistic one, played by Kathy Najimy, and Sister Mary Lazarus, the gruff one, played by Mary Wicks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Sister Mary Robert, played by Wendy McKenna.
Yeah.
So
yes,
the kind of meek
true.
One. So these were our central nuns from the first movie. So they go to the show, and of course, Dolores sees them while she's flying around and invites him up on the stage to sing with her. And, of course, mm-hmm. her rig goes out of control, and eventually she lands. So she brings him backstage, and they start talking through. And they tell her that now they're teachers in San Francisco, which is where Dolores grew up. And as a matter of fact, they're teaching at the same school she grew up in.
Right, in San Francisco. Right?
Yeah.
You ever been to San Francisco, Sister George?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
I just thought maybe you could help
too many people. Too many windy roads.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the driving your bus on the windy roads it seems like that'd be tough to do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. If I were a flying nun, it'd be no problem, but I am not. So it is too treacherous for this old body.
Has anyone told you that you're adorable, Sister George?
Oh, bless your sweet heart. You are, you know, I try. I'm 97 years old.
97?
Yeah, I take good care of myself, though. Wow. But I've lived a good life.
So, okay, so I'm wondering.
San Francisco, you say, huh?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Huh.
Go ahead.
So does it take a lot of, like, is there, like, a some sort of like level where you level up enough as a nun that you become a flying nun? I'm not familiar with
like
the
a video
Catholic
game.
Church.
Like she's leveling up.
Well, I don't know how it works.
How does it work, yeah. Sister George? How do you get the flying nun status?
You don't, because humans can't fly.
Jeremy. That's amazing.
I thought maybe there were some sort of special rules.
It's a good thing you gave up those comic books, because they were really altering your perception of reality.
I do.
I am also not invisible. I can't shapeshift or any of that sort of nonsense either. You sweet potato. But actually, that's all a lie. There is a level up. We just can't talk about it.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sparing my fragile ego.
Glad
you haven't destroyed my childhood.
I didn't mean to lash out at you. That was wrong of me. And please forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. That'll be 3 Hail Marys. All right, I'm absolved.
Perfect. Then lash out all you want.
Yeah.
Because that was the nicest lashing out I've ever
had.
Yes.
That was wonderful.
Oh, good. Good. Well, I do lash out all the time, because all you have to do is say Hail Mary and you're absolved. You can do anything.
I like this.
I don't even want to go through the movie. I just want to talk to you for
No, we have to.
Okay, let's get back to the movie.
Those urban youths need our attention.
They do.
They do.
They need
do.
Saved. Go ahead, Jeremy.
And as a matter of fact, that's what the sisters say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. went to San Francisco to try to make a difference, like Dolores did when she was in their parish before. So, but they said these kids are really bad. They've had a lot of trouble. In fact, Sister Mary Patrick has actually frowned twice. Which is just unheard of. So
isn't she just always frowning, though? I mean, for the most part.
You mean Kathy and Jimmy?
Oh, not Kathy and Jimmy. I thought Mary Wicks. That's
Sister Mary Lazarus.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I'll print you a Sister Act 2 scorecard. So it turns out Mother Superior, of course, played by Dame Maggie Smith.
Dame Maggie Smith.
Actually,
Dame Maggie Smith.
I love her theme song.
I thought we all had to say it.
No, that's fine. That's a wonderful impression.
She actually sent the sisters to go get her. They said she's desperate and she needs Dolores' help.
Right.
So, of course, Dolores, these are her friends, and so she packs up.
Well, it's her last show.
It's her last show anyway, yeah.
So she might as well pack up and go with these nuns and travel to San Francisco. Makes sense.
She has all sorts of career options, too. She had a pretty good show going on in Vegas, so... but she decides she's going to go to the school in San Francisco, and of course she's greeted warmly by the Mother Superior. Mother Superior tells her that they are just in over their heads at this school.
Right. Now, this is the first time I've seen Maggie Smith smile in 20 years. What's that?
That's right.
I know.
Yeah.
She's really good in this movie, by the way. I really love her in this.
Yeah. And she's really not as on screen as much in this movie, but when she's there, she makes a good impact.
Yes, she does.
So
she's like cilantro. Just a little bit goes a long way.
Just a little bit goes a long way.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
People either like her or don't like her, and she tastes like soap to some people.
It's true.
I've heard that.
I've heard that about
Ian McKellen said the same thing.
He did.
Wow.
I love you, Sister George. the sisters have been trying to help the community, and they have not been as effective as they would have hoped. So they ask Dolores to once again become Sister Mary Clarence.
Right. They want her to teach music.
Yeah, they want her to teach music there. Dolores said her career is just starting, really. She's taking off. She's getting headlines. But Mother Superior said, you would even have that career if it wasn't for your friends. And, of course, Dolores accuses her of using guilt. And Mother Superior says, we're nuns. We wouldn't do that.
Right? Right, Sister George?
That's right. The Catholic people do not use guilt in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And why would you say that? That hurts my feelings for you to even mention it. Do you feel guilty?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Incredibly, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be the most awkward episode we've done, too.
but I love Maggie Smith. She plays this part really well. And, you know, when I was younger, I did not appreciate her. And as I've grown up, I think now I see her humor. And it's just so subtle that I love it.
Right. When you were younger, she tasted like soap.
Correct. I did once go up and lick Dame Maggie Smith on the side of the face.
Who hasn't?
It was part of my, you know, I wanted to see how many lords and ladies I could lick on the side of the face. So
it's a tradition. That's how she prefers to be addressed. She does not. It's actually an insult to kiss her on the hand without licking it first.
Have you met her?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Yeah. I've licked Maggie Smith several times in my life.
Where did you meet her at?
Well, she did some research for. Coincidentally enough, I don't want to brag, but she did come to my convent to do some research for her sister act performances.
Are you serious?
So, oh yeah, super nice. Me and the Magster. You know.
Is that what she prefers to be called?
The Magster, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is breaking. I didn't know this, Sister George.
Well, it's not something I like to brag. I'm not a braggart. I may be many things, but a braggart is not one of them. Mm-mm.
Well, that's very humble of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I've also done teaching. I've taught, you know, for a lot of youth as well.
Oh, wow. So you can identify.
So this movie is almost like autobiographical.
Oh, wow.
Almost.
Well, why don't we continue going on? And feel free, if anything is autobiographical, whatever. I can't talk today. I'm sorry. just, you know, chime in.
Sure.
Yeah, and that might be a great point for us, too, if we come across something and just say, yep, that's me. Just let us know one of your moments.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Or say, praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dolores says she'll join, she wants to know how long it's going to be that she has to do this assignment. And Mother Superior says that she shouldn't limit herself to a time frame right now.
Yeah.
Just because it's probably going to take a lot more work than she's thinking. So they get her back in the habit.
Oh.
There you go.
love those puns.
And the sisters see, as the sisters are coming in, they're talking about the monks who are there,
right.
And they see Father Maurice, who's played by Barnard Hughes, talking to the administrator who works with the archdiocese. His name is Mr. Crisp, he's played by James Coburn. Now, Mr. Crisp, as they're talking, he thinks he actually recognizes Sister Mary Clarence.
Yeah.
He can't quite put his finger on it at that point. So they all gather for dinner, and this is where we meet all of the other monks there, too. So we have Father Ignatius, played by the late...
Michael Jeter.
Late, great Michael Jeter.
From Evening Shade, you might remember him from.
Who is fantastic, and he teaches math. And there's Father Thomas, played by Brad Sullivan, who was in Slapshot.
Yes.
And some other movies.
Character actor.
Yep. Character actor. He teaches Latin. And then Father Wolfgang, who plays, who's played by Thomas Gottschalk, who you might remember from his hit German TV show, Wetten Das?
Actually, I read that. I actually read that Whoopi guested on that show,
really?
And that's how they got him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. And he's their cook, but apparently he knows only knows how to make one thing, which is like gross looking German sausages.
Right.
And really, they have so much going on. It's just they say it's, you know, sausages for breakfast and lunch and dinner. I mean, it's just a veritable sausage party.
Sister George, you like sausage parties?
Oh, I love a good sausage.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So,
Do you boys?
We love
sausages. Love the sausages.
Morning, noon, and night. So Father Maurice pulled Sister Mary Clarence aside to talk to her. The other sisters told him that she worked in a women's prison, and she, you know, said, "Oh yeah, it traumatized me." And he said, "Well, I thought they said you loved it." And she goes, "Well, yeah, it's traumatic because I had to leave there. I'm glad I could come here and do this." And he warns her that these kids are out of control, and the one thing he can tell her, piece of advice he can give her, is discipline. Just give them discipline, and that's it.
Yeah.
As she's kind of roaming the halls, Father Ignatius finally shows Mary Clarence to the music class, or as it says on the glass door, music ass.
I'm sorry, yeah, no, Sister gosh, George. I'm sorry, he cussed. Are you there?
That's all right. That'll be three Hail Marys.
Do I have to do it right now?
No, you don't ever have to actually do it. Just knowing that you have to do it is the punishment.
Okay. Can I just form like a cumulative list as we go through, and I'll do it at the end of the show?
That's terrific.
That's perfect.
The fact that you'll do it is more than most people. So good for you.
Well, I am a man of my word. I respect you so much, Sister George, that I'm going to do them. I'm committing to that now.
So it says music blank.
Yes.
Says class without the CL.
Right.
I don't like to cuss in, you know, with a nun.
I'm doing it for my art.
Yeah.
So. So she gets.
I'll
in
just
the room.
Pretend you mean it's the donkey room.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was.
The
it's
music
a donkey.
Donkey. Room.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Mr. Ed spinoff.
Yeah.
So she gets in there and the kids are rapping and playing the dozens, and Sister Mary Lazarus tells her, "Oh, good, it's not as bad as it seems." And Sister Mary Clarence tries to get their attention. They don't even react. And so she tries to get back out of there. And Father Ignatius and Sister Mary Lazarus make sure that they kind of shove her back in. Finally, she gets their attention by scratching her nails across the chalkboard. So they all immediately shut up and, you know, grab their ears. And she tells them to get to their seat. When they give her grief, she scratches it again. So she's going to get them under control.
Mm-hmm. I hate that. Fingernails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Yeah.
You know what? It's like fingernails on a chalkboard.
It really is.
It really is. Which I think is where they got that phrase.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. You know what? 97 years and I've never put that together till right now.
It's okay. I just learned it the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to look it up in like on dictionary.com. We look up the phrase.
I still use books. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah. Anyway, fingernails on a chalkboard.
Yes. So she's introduced to the kids through this roll call, including a kid named Sketch, who is good at doodling, Amal, Frankie, Rita Wilson, who is played by Lauryn Hill, and then of course there are
from the Fugees, Lauryn Hill.
From the Fugees, yeah. And then there are others like Margaret, who is played by a very young Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Maria, who is played by Alana Ubach, who you may, for those of you, or for our listener who listened to the last episode.
Our one listener that listened to the last episode?
Yeah. Hopefully he's
around. More than one.
He was on.
We have two.
Yeah, we have two. He was on the. She was in the last movie as well,
yeah.
In
Legally
Blonde,
Blonde,
Red, White, and Blonde. Mm-hmm. So she's been in two in a row. And the kids say they're not there to learn anything. They call it a bird course, which means
they
just
fly
right on through.
Yeah. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Like, this is.
This is my life. This is my life. And that Alana girl. She really loves the deuce, doesn't she?
She does.
Alana Ubach, yes, she does.
Yeah, Alana Ubach, yeah. She prefers the deuce, huh?
She does.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for her.
We have That's a few people who are repeat offenders on sequels.
Yes.
They do a lot of them. They keep showing up on our list.
Yeah, they keep deucing.
I wonder if they seek the deuce or the deuce seeks them.
That's a very great question. I love these questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very philosophical.
My God, this is wonderful. I'm so sorry,
yeah.
Sister George.
No, that's, you know, he likes these questions too. And he's my God. He's not just your God, but I appreciate you acknowledging
I
him.
I thought you were going to sing the song.
Because he's here.
The song from the first movie. How's that go? My God. Talking nice. About.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And,
Go ahead, Sister George.
I had this very same thing happened to me. Like I was the Michelle Pfeiffer of my Council Bluffs school district. There was a bunch of kids, and they were doing meth, and they were doing all sorts of, you know, seedy things, stealing, murder, rape. They were just hooligans. If I can just be graphic with you for a moment. And I came in there and I said, you know what's going to turn these kids around? I'm going to sing them some songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And sure enough, you know, I got cut. You know, I tried singing a song, and they're like, you know, expletive here, how do you like this? And then they, you know, jam a knife into my side.
Can I ask what
the
song?
Do you really want to hurt me? And that made them laugh, because my name is Sister George,
right?
And so they like, oh, like Boy George, he sang that song.
Oh. did you
so
were you...
that saved my life, because that you know, gave me time to reach for the knife. And
was that the song you were singing? Do you really want to hurt me?
As they were all kicking me, yes. And but it turned them around eventually.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah.
Because
that's really
scars. Yeah.
What.
Yeah.
Yeah. Music will soften any heart,
it
even
will.
A homicidal sociopath.
From Council Bluffs.
So that's a lesson. Yeah,
yeah,
that's a lesson. If you're ever being raped, don't shout, don't blow a whistle, just start singing to them.
Wow.
If you're in an abusive relationship, just start singing.
Any genre like of music that they should sing?
Something upbeat and peppy, you know?
Makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Something to get their toes a-tapping.
Well, it takes them away from other things.
Yeah.
It takes their mind off of tapping other things.
Yeah. Let's get back to, back to where were we at? The main kids were hanging out?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So Sister Mary Clarence decides that, you know, she needs proper tools to teach these kids. So she goes to try to get books for the students. But Crisp is there, and he says there is no money. And Sister Mary Clarence points out that, well, you're getting paid, so there's got to be money somewhere. So instead, Sister Mary Clarence just kind of goes back through the school. It's at the end of the day. And she goes up to the roof and sees the kids singing and rapping and kind of going on. And Lauryn Hill is in the middle of all this. And I think you told me that she was actually freestyling.
Yeah, she's
that.
Freestyle rapping that. That was really awesome.
It was actually ad-libbed, so it was really good.
Hill's got a great voice to begin with.
She does.
I mean, you know, she released her that album like 5 years after she was in this movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great album.
Maybe she was getting a miseducation in this movie too. Who knows?
But Sister Mary Clarence chases him away because she says, hey, you got to go home, so get out of here.
Yeah.
And, of course, later the kids are just kind of hanging around with each other, and then they're kind of scheming, saying that they need to get Sister Mary Clarence out of here because she's messing up their good thing.
Yeah.
So the next day at the school, we come back into the classroom, and the kids are pouring glue all over her chair.
Right. They're going to prank her.
Yeah, and so when she comes in, everybody is sitting in their seats and is orderly and just staring ahead, which should have been a huge red flag that something is going on. You know, when the kids are all well behaved, something's probably
right.
broken
something's
or just
probably going
something.
Wrong.
Yeah,
come
they're
on.
Scheming. So they're waiting for her to sit, and of course she's talking with them, and they're getting a little engaged with what she's saying.
And we have this classic gag where every time she goes to sit in the chair, a kid asks her a question and she stands back up. So she's getting real close. But finally, she sits in the glue and she's talking to them. And when she goes to stand up, she can't get out of the chair.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they start cracking up and going nuts and just doing their own thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And she tries to get some help. So she's trying to roll herself up this hallway. Yeah. And, of course, when she gets to the top of it, she rolls all the way back down.
Yeah. Not quite as stabbing like what you had, Sister George. But, you know, it was kind of embarrassing for her in the movie.
Yeah, and being stabbed is kind of embarrassing, too. So it very... very parallel lives.
You're correct.
Do you think that they, mm-hmm. I mean, do you think they got this from you and they thought, ooh, stabbing's a little harsh, so maybe we'll just use glue on a chair?
Yeah.
Probably. I think they are equal in severity.
Sure.
Different.
Elmer's glue equals a blade. Yeah.
Like, I'd rather be stabbed. Personally, I'd rather be stabbed than have a glue butt.
That makes sense. I don't think your butt was directly glued, which was helpful.
I think you coined the phrase glue butt today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess in fairness, because I did actually have that happen, but that's neither here nor there.
We won't get
for
into
ratings.
It.
For ratings, I think they just had it.
If it's hard for you to talk about, it's okay, Sister George. It's hard for you to talk about. We won't talk about it.
Yeah. We'll let you see.
It was super glue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a tough one. My mother glued her teeth together with super glue once, so I understand where you're coming from on that, Sister George.
Was that intentional?
Well, she was trying to get the cap off the tube of glue and couldn't.
Oh, sure.
So then she bit onto the end of it and pulled. And when she did that, it squirted all over her teeth. And her teeth stuck together. And we had to take
sticky
a cotton
mouth,
ball.
Sticky mouth. That's what they call that.
We had to take a cotton ball with fingernail polish remover and brush her teeth down until they came apart.
Oh, wow.
It was the worst.
Oh, no.
Did you take pictures of that?
That's how supermodels do it, actually. You know, Miss America.
Yeah.
To get those smiles, smiling,
and
how they do it.
I love that you know all this, Sister George. That you just have this education of all this stuff.
Well, you know, even though I've never been anywhere, you know, I've never been to your San Francisco. You know, I've never been to your Las Vegas. The Lord gives me insight into human things.
He guides you.
Yeah.
I get visions. And so at night, usually they come at night, you know, and I have these visions of things.
So you don't fly.
As I'm sleeping.
You don't fly, but you have visions?
Mm-hmm. When I'm sleeping, typically.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you who else had visions. Whoopi Goldberg about making this movie.
Mm. She did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So.
And yet she still made it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't enough of a warning to her.
Where are we at on the
sticking
of the butt stick?
Well, the sisters go and they say they understand if she wants to leave. And she's mulling it over. But as she's going to decide, Sister Mary Clarence over here is Father Maurice and the Archdiocese folks talking about how the school would be closing before even the end of the year.
Right. So they must do something.
Yeah, so they're running out of money.
Close. Yeah.
And, of course, then she hears Crisp talking to these Archdiocese folks about how he's excited for it to close because he's ready to retire after 30 years of working here. He's ready to retire early. So she goes and talks to the other sisters and discusses it and says, hey, this is what I heard. They said they'd be reassigned, so it's not a problem for them.
Right.
But the kids would end up being shipped to a public school somewhere else.
And we got to do it for the kids.
Yeah, and really, this is the last school in the community, so they don't want to abandon this. So Sister Mary Clarence says, you know what? I have to stay and fight.
Very noble, right? Very noble.
In a private meeting, Father Maurice and Mother Superior start talking about Sister Mary Clarence. And Father Maurice says he doesn't know what to do with her exactly. Mother Superior, who we kind of get the sense that they either came up in the church together or they were kids at the same school together, but they have history of some kind. And she suggests just giving Sister Mary Clarence some room to work, and you'll see dividends pay off in the
end.
What
I like about Maggie Smith in this movie is that now she's in on the joke.
Yeah.
The first movie, she wasn't. And I kind of think she loves playing that. Like, she's very playful in that.
Yeah.
And I like that about that.
So Sister Mary Clarence shows up to class and says, look, we are done. This is no more bird course. This is going to be serious work. So she starts whipping them into shape.
Yeah, she turns into Hitler Mary Clarence.
And, man, she is no nonsense with them.
No rulers, though. No rulers. Right, Sister George?
Absolutely. No, no rulers. That's very 5 years ago. Even though this movie came out 25 years ago.
That's correct, yeah.
They were ahead of their time. They were ahead of their time.
They're very progressive. I mean, they had Vegas showgirls.
Well, it's the Bay Area. It's San Francisco. You know, they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So Rita tries to get everyone to leave. But as they start getting up, some of the kids are like, man, I want to graduate school. Like, nobody from my family has graduated, and I want to do that. Or, you know, I can't fail this course because of certain things.
Yeah, so we're getting some backstory about their motivation of why, you know.
And we see that they're not bad kids.
They're just
misguided kids.
Yeah.
And so they said, no, we're going to tough it out. And Rita is the only one who leaves, and she actually leaves the school altogether, gets up and leaves for the day. So later on, the nuns talk to all the brothers, and she says, hey, look, you got to fight for this. Your classes are boring. She went through before, and she saw just how boring these classes were. You need to jazz them up. And she said, if the school is closing, you got to go out on top. Like, be the best you can be. Later, Sister Mary Clarence goes back to the class, and she's encouraging the kids and saying, you know, if you want to be somebody, you know, if you want to do this,
right,
you have to believe.
Is this where she's taking them to the room yet?
No.
Okay.
No, not yet. So she's encouraging these kids, and they break into song.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of them do, and she says, wow, you know what? I know how to do this. What we're going to do, I'm going to turn you into a choir. And, of course, the kids laugh it off. They don't want to be
we don't want to be a choir.
And they said they're going to get beat up or it's going to ruin their reputation. So Sister Mary Clarence takes the kids to a senior center.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
To see the old choir, emphasis on old, to show them they can be cool as a choir. And so then we get a cover of Ball of Confusion by The Temptations.
By The Temptations, yes.
Sung by the choir of nuns from the first movie.
From the first movie,
and there actually are a lot of sisters from that. Almost all of them, I think, they invited back.
Yeah.
So it was good to see them, but, you know, it's always fun watching the sisters do their...
Sister George, what's your favorite song to sing?
Breaking the Habit.
Oh.
Linkin Park.
Oh, wow, that's good. Can I hear it some? Uh-huh. Will you sing some for me?
I'm breaking the habit tonight.
That's good.
That's great.
That's Thank wonderful.
You. Oh, my Thank gosh.
You. God bless you.
You should tour with them.
And also with you.
That would be great. Okay. So, well, now I'm pepped up just like the kids were.
Yeah.
So, well, the kids weren't still weren't quite down with it. You know, they're worried about their reputation still. And, of course, Sister Mary Clarence says, I don't care what you thought, but when those ladies get on this bus, you will treat them with respect.
Treat them with respect. They're nuns.
And, of course, they all applaud for them when they get on. When they get back to the school, Sister Mary Clarence is in hot water. So she took those kids without permission. No permission slips or anything like that. So As Father Maurice is chewing her out, some of the kids overhear that the school is closing.
Oh, no.
And, of course, the kids don't want that. They want to finish school.
Yeah,
and
they really do. Like you said, these aren't bad kids. They're just, you know, kind of a little messed in their ways.
Nobody's ever, like, you know, the teachers don't necessarily show them that they believe in him, and the kids don't give anything back to have the teachers encouraged to believe in him. It's kind of this, we've gotten in this spiral.
And they want that spiral to continue.
They do. And Sister Mary Clarence is a disrupting influence on that.
Yeah.
So she's getting them, she's getting it back to where everybody's working together.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good. So Sister Mary Clarence figures out there's an old choir room, which is a much better space. So she gets everybody up there. And of course, it's dusty and unused.
Yeah.
And, but it's actually a beautiful room, nice windows and everything like that. So it's a good space for them. I think it's like up towards the roof.
Go ahead, Sister
George. It sounded like you were just describing me. Dusty and unused, but a beautiful space that hasn't been touched in a long time.
So that's so beautiful that you describe yourself like that. I love that.
That was
and it's,
yes,
and it's filled with music
and it's filled with love
and it
music.
Is filled
and wonderful advice too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And good
thank
stories.
And so,
a great place for a bunch of young nubile beings to come into and explore.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah. So anyway,
so I think this is the Mary Had a Little Lamb.
So this is So they're all singing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Excuse me for a second. I'm fine. I'm back.
Okay.
Thank Mary
you.
Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah. So they're all singing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of them have really beautiful solos. Some of them rap it instead.
Mary had a little lamb, right?
Yeah. Oh, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow.
Fleece was white as snow.
Yeah, that. So, yeah.
Which we can do that.
And of course, they just
Peter
cannot
Papa
sing
picked
together.
A peck of pickled peppers.
Yeah, well, you can do it with almost anything.
Yeah, right.
So, of course, they just can't sing together as a choir. They all have these like solo voices. Maria doesn't
I
even know Mary had
a
little lamb.
Named Maria.
She only knows TV themes, and of course, sings Love Boat.
The Love Boat. Did you like that show, Sister George?
I did. That was a I loved Charo. She was fun.
She was.
She was on there quite often.
Coochie coochie coo.
She had the coochie coochie. Yeah, that was fun.
You like coochie
love
coochie?
Boat. Soon we'll be. I don't know the words, but
making
soon we'll be taking
the run.
Run.
The love boat.
Promises something
for
everyone.
Set a course for adventure. Your mind on a new romance.
I think we're good.
New romance. We just rapped that too.
Hey, Sister George and I are singing.
Sister George just rapped. You missed it.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard it. Good job.
So, all right.
So she knows. She only knows TV theme songs. She sings the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Yep. And
Breezy Maria.
And, of course, while she's singing...
Breezy Maria.
Oh, Breezy Maria.
This was before Glee, too. Before American Idol, before Glee.
Correct.
This movie came out. So this is a little before its time, would you say?
Yeah, I would say it was.
Yeah.
So while they're singing, of course, Sister Mary Clarence sees Rita creeping at the window, which... Okay, so she's on the roof just looking in the choir room. Yeah. And she kind of beckons her to rejoin the group, but she doesn't want to. She walks away. Later, Sister Mary Robert overhears Rita and another one of her friends singing His Eye is on the Sparrow in the chapel.
A beautiful song.
And they both do it very beautifully. They have a beautiful duet with this. But when they notice Sister Mary Robert, they stop. And, of course, she encourages Rita to sing if that's what's in her heart and if that's what her heart wants. Rita says her world doesn't let people get what they want.
Yeah.
So she kind of says no. Later, Sister Mary Robert encourages Sister Mary Clarence to go recruit Rita. So Sister Mary Clarence talks to Rita and gives her a book which encourages her. She tells Rita if she gets up in the morning and all she can think about is singing, then she is a singer.
She should have gave her Sister George's book.
She should have.
That's a good book.
No Nonsense?
Yes. No Nonsense?
Yeah. It's very solid.
I heard
advice.
You're going to write a new book. Is that true?
Well, yes. I'm thinking about it. I am, yes.
What's that called? Do you have a title yet?
Well, you know, it's kind of going to be like a fan fiction type of book. It's not going to be a self-help book.
Okay.
I wanted to branch out.
Okay.
And I know we've said this before, but it's going to be called Breaking the Habit, but it's going to be about a sister who gets cancer and she has to start making drugs to because she doesn't have insurance.
So she
has to make drugs to make the money to cure herself of this cancer.
Sister George, have you ever seen the show Breaking Bad?
No, I know I've never heard of that. What is that? Is that a movie? Is that a television program?
Oh, it was a television show back in the day. It was on AMC.
Oh yeah, we don't have cable in the convent.
That's okay. Go ahead, Jeremy. Where were we at?
So Rita reads this book, and the next day she comes to class and joins the choir. Now we have this musical montage, and a pretty good, well-done musical montage.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With the kids.
Wouldn't you say, Sister George?
Oh, I thought it was non-believable.
Oh, you keep those puns coming.
Oh, man, please tell me. That has to be your catchphrase, Sister George.
It is.
Yes. We have this musical montage. The kids are basically putting the music room together, painting it, making it their own. And, of course, even the brothers and the sisters are helping them as well. And finally, it's the day of their first big performance.
Yeah.
And the kids are nervous. They get off to a really weak start. And Sister Mary Clarence is like, man, you guys are going to have to do better than this.
They're singing, Oh, Happy Day.
Yep. That's exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the kids eventually start getting into it, including Amal, who blows the roof off with his solo. He has even this, like, high A hits. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And, of course, everybody is on their feet applauding. Like, they're going nuts for this, including the students.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves it. And finally, Sister Mary Clarence says, Ladies and gentlemen, I think we're now officially a choir. So, you know, they're a pretty tight group after that. Now, while dusting later, Sister Mary Lazarus, Mary Robert, and Mary Peter find a bunch of trophies. Turns out they have a history of winning these music competitions at the school. And over time, the program just fell apart.
Yeah, like from the 70s and 80s. Yeah, they were really good. They were the top.
Yeah.
They hit regionals and super regionals.
Again, way before Glee. So they signed the kids up. And so the kids are like, well, you know, hey, I don't know. This is one thing, but... So Sister Mary Clarence goes and talks to Father Maurice, and he says no. And she says, come on, give him a chance. And, of course, Father Ignatius also agrees that they should enter, and he, you know, he's like, come on, just let him. You know, he's very excited about it. Father Maurice finally agrees, as long as she can get their parents to sign permission slips.
Right.
So then we get another practicing montage, mm-hmm. another well-done montage.
These montages are actually really well. We've had montages before in this podcast.
Yeah.
And they have not been very well. But the way they do it is very simple.
Yeah.
And they cut and then they,
well,
they
and
have...
It's
and they don't have, like cheesy songs. They actually have them singing.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It works.
But it works. Like they do a good job with that. Just like at the beginning of the movie, they have that same... like exposition, like we have at different and different movies do it different ways, but this one honestly is probably my favorite.
It really did.
It's because she's doing a performance of her coming up and going through all this, and so it's a recap of the last show in a musical performance,
right?
That makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now Rita is at home singing, and. Her mother comes home early. Her mother, Florence, comes home early. Now, Florence is played by Cheryl Lee Ralph. From she was like the mother on Moesha.
She was the mother on Moesha.
And she was also in It's a Living.
It's a Living. Yes, a sitcom in the '80s about waitresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that, Sister Joy?
It's a living.
Life's
living.
Not the French Riviera. Do do do. Yeah, I know that. Oh, I love that you know that. Great.
That little
great
blonde. Check.
And Jillian?
And Jillian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah, I'm glad, because I was like, we were trying to figure out where we knew her from or could place her from. There you go. So she stops in Rita's room and tells her there's no time for her to be in choir. You know, you need to study. You need to get your nose in those books.
Right. She wants the best for her.
Yeah, and she wants her to escape this cycle of poverty. And... Rita says, but Mom, I can sing. And Florence says, yeah, your dad could sing too, but he died never making anything of himself because of that. And so she needs to study so she can get out of there.
So her mom's kind of a nag.
She's tough, but she's doing it for the right reasons.
I get it, yeah.
But, you know, when you're a kid, it's hard to see some of that.
Yeah.
So Sister Mary Clarence goes to talk to Florence, who won't help her. She practically slams the door on Sister Mary Clarence's face, and it's just pretty overall nasty to her. And, of course, she turns around, and Rita sees her and is just staring daggers at her.
Yeah.
So now at this point...
It's Lauryn Hill angst.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Oh, no, yeah. You don't want to mess with
her. Lauryn is only human.
Yes.
That's true. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Don't think she hasn't been through the same predicament.
Yeah. No, she actually, sometimes you get this where you have these like crossover celebrities who don't do well in roles.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't do more.
I think she's excellent in this movie.
She really is.
She does a good job. It's not like flat or anything like that. She does a really great job with her performance.
Yeah.
So now they need to get money to go on this trip because there's no extra money for them, so they have to figure something out. So to earn money for the trip, the sisters hold a benefit show. So the whole neighbor comes out and to hear all of the nuns singing,
right,
dancing in the street.
Really, it's just Mary Clarence singing.
Yeah, and the other nuns are kind of dancing and singing back.
They've got
stuff.
Baskets that they're, you know, give us money.
And she even does like
you've
a
done
little...
fundraisers like that, Sister George?
Oh, yeah. They're usually anonymous. we don't like to, you know, we just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to show too much pride or anything like that. I get it.
It's one of the seven deadly sins. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had one of those painting workshops where, you know, you paint, you sip and paint things.
Yes.
But we just had water. We were hoping it would get turned into wine, but it did not.
which
it was just water and painting.
It was a water
painting?
Wasn't
as successful as we hoped.
Did you say it was a water painting?
It was a water painting, yes.
So after earning the money for the trip, Sister Mary Patrick thanks Sister Mary Clarence for really pulling them out of the fire again. And you know, it's a good moment too. We don't get to see Kathy and Jimmy as much as I would probably like in this movie.
Yeah, she's not really in it as much as she was in the first movie.
The sisters aren't in it as much because she's not working with them directly. They all have their own stuff.
It makes
to
sense.
Do. The choir is hanging out together, and giving Rita some crap. Sketch tells her to enjoy this, you know, that she should enjoy this because this is all they may ever have. And so you should enjoy what you can while you can. At home, Rita thinks about it and decides to forge her mother's signature on the permission slip.
Right.
Now hilarity begins to ensue. So in the library, Crisp finds a magazine that has Dolores Van Cartier on the cover. Because I knew her from somewhere. And so he shows Father Maurice. And, of course, Father Maurice wants to pull the choir out of the performance. But Crisp says not to. It'll be bad publicity.
Yeah.
So they'll just go get the kids.
They'll go get them and pull them out that way.
Yeah. So Father Thomas chases them in the van, the kids in the van, and apparently he has no license and nearly kills all of them in the process. There's this funny bit where they're, you know, he's barely making it through traffic. Rita's mom.
Right,
finds
didn't I say like Father Thomas and Mary Wick? Because Mary Wick is.
Oh,
driving.
Yeah, and Mary Wick is the bad driver
him, like,
of the bus.
I call him like the Cannonball Run of the movie.
Cannonball Nun.
Mm-hmm. Cannonball Nun.
There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
So Rita's mom finds a note saying that she's gone to sing because the music is in her heart. And of course, her mom is troubled by this and doesn't quite know how to react. So then we go to the performance now, and the kids are actually starting to freak out a little bit as they prepare for this performance. They're nervous. They got the jitters.
All the other schools are pretty good.
Yeah, and these other...
We're not as good as them kind
of
thing.
Like, they're
the
doubting
Glee
themselves
thing.
A little
I mean,
bit.
Glee ripped them off. Well,
yeah,
think about
they
it.
Did, actually. And, of course, the brothers finally arrive and start chasing after the nuns, trying to figure out where they are. While they're doing that, another choir starts singing Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which is their song.
Which is their song,
and, of course, the kids start getting really discouraged. Sister Mary Clarence finds the kids trying to run away, and she tells them if they run now, they'll always be running away from something, and so they need to tough it out. So the kids also stumble across Father Maurice, who wants to tell them about Dolores, but he's so happy to see them. That he just tells him to go on instead. He can't take this away from them.
Yeah.
So Crisp tries
to
stop.
It kind of has that like Music Man kind of thing.
Yeah,
where it's
it
like,
does.
Oh, well, look at you kids. Those are my kids up there.
Yeah. And he's very proud
he's
of them
very
all
proud
of a sudden.
Of them. So he lets him do it.
Yeah. And Crisp tries to stop them. And, of course, the brothers say, hey, we'll help you find the Archdiocese people so you can go tell them. So let's go. And so they're looking around. And, of course, Father Ignatius says, oh, I think they're in here. And when Crisp looks inside, they shove him in this closet.
Right.
And they use this salami, which is like a dessert salami.
Yeah, like it's a really big, long sausage. Like it's really big.
Really big sausage.
Yeah, really big sausage.
And they use it to...
And, he'll never be able to go back to the normal size sausages now.
It's true.
No. No, once you have those big sausages, that's all there is.
Yeah, you don't go back.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, you can't.
And they're so good.
And so they pin him with this big sausage in this room. So.
In the closet.
Yes, in the closet. So he's...
He finally comes out, though.
Yeah, he comes out of the closet later on in the movie.
He gets through the big sausage later and comes out of the closet, so...
Don't worry.
Yeah, we clear all that up here shortly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Father Maurice runs into Mother Superior and reveals he knows the truth about Dolores. And of course, she asks if he's mad. He says, you know, what she did is nothing short of a miracle. So he's not angry at all. Rita goes out to sing, and of course, they start playing the first few bars. And she sees her mother in the crowd, so she freezes up. And they play it a couple times, and finally she starts singing. And it's beautiful. Lauryn Hill is amazing. So she just really belts the beginning of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee out.
It wasn't Killing Me Softly?
No, not yet. That's the encore.
Okay.
Of course, while she's singing, Sister Mary Clarence tells all of the kids... Get your robes off. You know, what you're wearing is what you're wearing.
Wait.
Be yourselves.
Okay, gotcha. Be yourself. Okay.
Yeah, and she's telling them, we got to be different from everybody else, and we're going to do that by being yourself.
By being yourself, which is that's a good message. Great message.
Well, because their robes are not going to be as fancy as these other people's.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Then they'll embrace who they are, and they'll make that the best it can be. And so they take the stage, and it really is – it's – an electrifying performance, and again, way before Glee, but basically same kind of a deal, you know. And
it is kind of a deal. It's like
when it first the music starts going into this upbeat version of "Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee," and like somebody like flips across the stage, and it's an amazing performance.
Artie comes out with his wheelchair.
That's correct. Yeah, and there's rapping. There's singing. The dances are coordinated, very modern dancing.
Finn and Rachel come out.
And quartets and things like that. It's great.
Sue Sylvester is one of the judges.
She's one with the Archdiocese.
Hey, Porcelain, do your Sue Sylvester.
Hey, Porcelain, what we're doing. I can't do it right
hey,
now.
Hey, Porcelain.
Well, Porcelain, what I'm saying is this. everyone is backstage.
So much better than your Jennifer Coolidge impression.
It is not. My Jennifer Coolidge is dead on. I'm not.
Stop.
Anyway, so everyone is backstage when Maria and Frankie actually hear Sister Mary Robert and Sister Mary Peter talking about Sister Mary Clarence being a Vegas showgirl. And I think you commented that it was like the one cartoonish moment.
Yeah, it was a little cartoonish. Because they kind of looked to the camera.
Vegas? Yeah, it was
what?
Like the one cartoony
Zoinks,
moment.
Scooby?
So they start going through and they're announcing all the winners. And St. Francis is kind of losing hope. The more they announce people, they kind of, I think, they were
and
thinking
second
they'd
place,
lower.
Vocal adrenaline.
Yeah, basically. But they win the grand prize. And everybody is so excited. Later, Mother Superior and Father Maurice in the lobby, they talk to the people from the Archdiocese who say they won't be shutting down the school just now. Because how can they? They have this amazing music program that'll be the envy of everyone else. And so Crisp manages to tear into that sausage and just get out there to everybody in time. And of course, he's all disheveled. After wrestling with the sausage, and he comes out in time just to hear the news.
Yeah.
And so now he can't retire.
Huey Lewis and the news.
That's perfect. They're doing a cover. And so now he can't retire early.
Yeah.
So Rita talks to her mom, and her mom tells her to keep singing. She's good at it, and it's a living.
Oh, it is a living.
What I did there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. I've worked all night on that. So the kids.
The French Riviera.
So the kids talk to Sister Mary Clarence and say they hear she's not really a nun, but a Vegas showgirl. And she says, that's not really true. I'm not a showgirl. I'm a headliner. And then we go to the credits.
And the credits. What?
So, all right. You've been deuced.
You've been deuced, Sister George.
I feel lighter and relieved.
That's awesome.
That's
what we thought of it. But let's hear what other people thought of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Speed 2002 gave it a 1 out of 10, and they said that they hated it.
What?
Said, I see folks like this film, but I truly hated it. Saw it in the theater, and I would have left if I was there by myself. I was bored almost to tears. It's my worst 10, but I don't go to the movies much, and if someone stinks on video, I turn it off as soon as I can. That was all I had to say, but I got to make 10 lines. So, pros of Sister Act 2, 1, completely predictable. You won't risk hurting your think bone. 2, you can use this time to contemplate what exactly Ted Danson was thinking when he decided to get with Whoopi. What? 3, it will show you everything you've been missing when you go to one of these good movies. It was so bad that I'm posting this now, 12 years later. What?
This review is nonsensical.
Yeah. Right, Sister George? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that review?
Ask me how many F's I give about that review.
How many?
None.
That's awesome. Now, let's hear from Catherine Grace Zay. She gives it a 10 out of 10. And she says, excellent comedy about sticking together. Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, in my opinion, is an excellent comedy about sticking together. It's really well made and puts a smile on your face. Also, the soundtrack is really good. The best thing about it, in my opinion, are the musical numbers. My favorite song of the movie would have to be Ain't No Mountain High Enough, or the St. Francis Academy rendition of Joyful, Joyful. In conclusion, if you like Whoopi Goldberg films, I highly recommend this movie. You're in for a good time. So that's a nice review. Go ahead.
That was a nice review. What was that person's name again?
It was Catherine Grace Zay.
Isn't that interesting? That is actually Whoopi Goldberg's real name.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew that it was.
I knew it. That's great.
Maybe Sorry. That's coincidence. I don't know. It's
that is coincidence. I don't think this is a bad movie at all. I think this is a fine movie. It's a fun movie. It's probably one of the better movies that we've done on our podcast, wouldn't you
say? I don't know if I'd give it a 10.
No, it's not a 10 movie, but it's not a 1.
It's a pretty solid movie, and it's pretty well done.
What do you give it, Sister George? What do you think about this movie?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, I'd say about a 7.
That's about right.
6.5, you know.
I think 7's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7's pretty solid. So we like to go through like our 5 questions at the end. Are you ready, Sister George?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
So
we'll start with you, okay?
Well, we'll kick off.
Oh, do you want to?
Okay. Yeah. And then Sister George will loop it around back to you.
Okay.
So. So the first question is, and I'll ask you, I'll punt this to you, Brad. What's your favorite part of this movie?
I really do enjoy the music in this a lot. I like that it just shows a very positive message. There's a lot going on that I really do like about this movie. There's some that, like, it. How do I want to say this correctly? That once it gets going, I would like to see more.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And it didn't really fulfill that, and I think that's why we're giving it a 7 and not a 10.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Having said that, I think that Lauryn Hill's great in this. I think Whoopi's fine. I think Whoopi was just doing another, sister act movie.
Yeah.
I mean, she's fine in this. I think Maggie Smith is just kind of underrated in this movie.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? Agreed. Go ahead.
I think my favorite parts of, the music is always a big focal point of these movies,
right?
And they do a lot to really make that shine. But as I was watching it, I realized I really miss Whoopi Goldberg's comedy.
I kind of do too,
because I was like, man, I don't see her in stuff like that anymore. Yeah. Like, she just does Tom The View.
Yeah.
And I was thinking back to like her in this and the first Sister Act and Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Jumpin' Jack Flash. Like, I was thinking about that too.
And actually, just seeing her act in general, I love her acting, and so I kind of all of a sudden had
a few stinkers, and I think that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe she. Stopped. Yeah. But
But all of a sudden, I had these moments where I was like, "Wow, I miss you."
Yeah.
And like, it just made me think of like. Missing her acting.
So. Also miss like just her in general, like with Robin Williams and Billy Crystal together with comic relief.
Yeah, those used to be fun.
Those used to be really fun. What about you, Sister George?
My favorite part was the end.
Yes.
No, I kid.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I love the music. The music always touches me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just plain and simple. I liked the music. I'm not going to analyze it any farther than that.
Where
the
does
music
it touch
was great.
You? Where does it touch you the most at?
Well, it touches me in a place that hasn't been touched in a long time. My ears, because they're underneath this this darn material.
Go ahead. Question 2.
Okay. Would you reboot, continue, or cancel this series?
Well, they kind of rebooted it with a musical, kind of, in a way. Or they just changed kind of.
I think they just made a stage version.
They made a stage version, but it was more of a musical. And it lends itself to a musical, don't get me wrong. Kind of want to see a third one.
I do too.
I kind of really miss
Years
these.
Later.
Yeah, these are nice movies. These are. Look, even though.
What
the
would
guy,
the third one do?
Well, they would, the nuns would call her back, right?
Yeah.
And they would say, Sister Mary Clarence.
Sister Mary Clarence.
We're teachers at a dog school, and we need your help.
I'm going to turn these dogs into a choir.
Sister Act 3, doggone it.
Bark in the habit.
Bark.
I
say
pain to see.
I say continue.
Yeah, I say continue also.
What about you, Sister George?
Well, you've convinced me to continue it now. I was going to deny it, but not now.
You can't.
I
gave you a plot.
You can deny it 3 times, but you know what? It's just going to keep coming back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Someone said I was going to deny it three times, and I didn't believe it.
Nope.
I said, not me.
No. Doggone it.
Okay, do you think this movie stands on its own?
Go ahead, you first.
I said it kind of does.
It kind of does.
No, we get a little recap from the first, but we're missing... I think we're missing kind of like why she's helping. It's just she goes,
yeah,
yes, I will help. And
it's
that's
kind
it.
Of like there isn't any motivation beside the fact that they're friends. You yeah. know what I mean? And they've helped them before. Like, she doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah.
She just chooses to be there.
Right. So it kind of stands on and its own, but I don't think it does all the way.
Until the school like is going to close, there really isn't that big of motivation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you. It kind of does, but kind of doesn't.
It stands on its own, but more solidly with the first movie.
I think it stands on its own, the fact that, like, Sister Act 2 was, or Sister Act, the first one, was so huge.
Yeah.
So maybe people didn't need that much of exposition going into this.
Probably.
So that's probably why. So, what yeah. about you, Sister George?
Yeah, I think it stands alone. It's like a cartoon version of Dangerous Minds.
It really is.
It's a more musical.
It's a more yeah, musical. It, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually, that's an excellent way to put that.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Well done, mm-hmm. Sister George.
Thank you.
Watching this movie, does it want to make you watch the first movie?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, I said yes as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just love these movies. Yeah. I love Whoopi in
the
these movies.
The first one is great.
Like, this is, like, what I remember her for.
Yeah, and you know I appreciate...
I mean, yeah, she was in Ghost, and people remember her for Ghost yeah. and winning the Academy Award, and people remember her for The View, but I really love her in these.
I kind of miss the... I think the first one was much more of a character, actor-driven... story.
Yeah.
And in this one, like, those character actors are more of your peripheral characters. There's more focus, like, on the kids. And
right.
So you don't get that very solidly because they're growing into those kind of character right. acting roles or whatever. So
if you want to see more Wicks, go yeah. ahead and, you know. Well, what yeah, about you? Really. You want to watch the first one, don't you, Sister George?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Actually.
Oh. Well, you know, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Any reason why?
No, I'm just, you know, it didn't engage me enough to make me want to watch the first one.
Okay,
that's understandable.
It didn't make me think, yeah. Oh, it's just not my cup of tea.
Right.
Because the nunnery isn't all fun and games like that. It's real life.
It's real life. It's gritty.
So, yeah, it is. It's the Dangerous Minds of real life.
Sister George, I feel like you really like the movie Dangerous Minds. Is this right?
Well, we keep spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise. That's my motto. That's another one of my mottos.
That's another one of your mottos?
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Did they get that from you?
They did get that from me. That's, you know.
Are you a big Michelle
I'm not allowed
Pfeiffer?
To talk. Legally, I'm not allowed to talk about
that's
it.
Fine.
Because
that's fine. I don't want, you know, we don't want to be sued.
Yeah, we don't want to push. So.
Yeah.
You lie, Michelle
Pfeiffer.
And I don't
Pfeiffer, want Coolio to get all up in arms about everything.
Hey,
but,
look. If the
you
if
know how
may...
he handled that Weird Al Yankovic
yeah,
business.
If he goes after Weird Al,
I'm
not.
After Weird Al?
Yeah. It was a big misunderstanding. No, because... So he did Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise.
And Weird Al is very respectful because
yeah.
he does not have to ask anybody's permission. Let's get that clear.
Well, it's lampooning.
But,
it's satire.
He asks people because he yeah. wants to make sure he builds bridges in the music community. And so he approached Coolio's people. And I think somebody said yes, but Coolio, they never told him. So when he came out with this, Coolio was like, what the heck? And then it like started this beef or like – Coolio's people then came back and said he was mad and like escalated it, and later they kind of made up.
I'm just like, I'm in awe that you know who Coolio is, Sister George.
Oh yeah, he's my homeboy. He was my homeboy.
Yeah.
But then he dissed me big time.
Oh.
You know, he just had too much tood and oh. And I don't play that.
No.
You know.
No, none of that.
No, I keep it 100.
You keep it 100.
Yeah.
You're really hip. You're really hip.
Well, I bought a new one, so I should be hip. I had to get it.
Are you also on Instagram, Sister George?
I am. No, I'm not. We're not allowed to be. Plus, I wear the same thing every day, so the selfies all look the same.
I say that because there's that calendars that come out like once a year, nuns having fun. And, yeah, those are really awesome. They're like nuns playing ping pong and nuns like on like a seesaw. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. I might do that. I was thinking about, you know, it's important to have hobbies. So I was thinking about getting into martial arts and focusing on nunchucks.
That's a good one.
So I might do that.
Oh, you're being serious.
Oh.
Go ahead. All right. We have one last question.
Yeah, we have one last question.
It's an art
here
form.
Real quick. It is an art form.
One last question, Sister George, on R5 questions.
If you could describe your experiences with this movie up in two words, what would they be? And I'm going to go to Brad first on this.
Joyful noise.
Can you repeat that question?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you could describe your experience with this movie up in two words, what would those two words be?
And I said joyful noise because it's a joyful noise.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. And I actually said joyful, joyful.
Joyful, joyful.
Oh, and I'll say the deuce.
The what?
Does that count?
The what?
The deuce.
The deuce. Yeah. Yes. Totally does.
We'll take it.
We'll take shameless promotion. We love it.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to wrap this up here. Sister George, we want to thank you for coming on
very
to
much
Deuce
so.
With us.
You've been wonderful.
You have been. You have been amazing. I'm so glad we found you.
Thank you. Bless you, my children. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
We tried that Sister Helen Prejean from Dead Man Walking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but she was not going to be. I don't even know if she's alive, really. We just emailed something.
We also tried to get Susan Sarandon, and she wouldn't come on.
She was too stoned to join us. So,
I heard Sister Seester is available.
Sister Seester?
She's a good friend of mine. Anyway, I'm glad you got me instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too.
Do you know Sister Christian?
I do. The time has come for me to know her very well.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one, but...
It's amazing.
You're amazing.
So you've been amazing, and we thank you for God bless you, and thank you for coming.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so, folks, don't forget, you can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com, or you can download us on iTunes or Google Play Music, or you can also stream us at Stitcher. Or really, if we have an RSS feed on Podbean, so you can set it up with whatever service you like, or just show up to our Facebook page, and we'll have links to all our shows.
Also,
there
check out Sister George's show.
Yes, so definitely check her show out. We'll play the promo, or we have the promo that you heard. It's a good one. So Breaking the Habit. Every week a new episode comes out, so go find that.
Go find that. And remember, everyone, the sequel is king.
And 1, 2, 1, 2. Now if you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far. Don't worry, baby, just call out my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. But baby, told you can